Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by
VisionAware.org is a free, easy-to-use website for adults with vision problems. If you're having trouble seeing and don't know where to turn for answers, VisionAware provides you with expert solutions and advice. Learn about your eye condition. Get practical advice for working with vision loss. Discover how to keep doing all the things you love to do. Find help, hope, and connection at VisionAware.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2013 with Ferran Gallego, the CTO of Code Factory, and here to talk about the latest with mobile accessibility. Welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Hello, JJ.
Hi.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, and thanks for the coffee. mobile accessibility version 2 came out pretty recently. Why don't you tell us about some of the latest features?
The main things coming with this version of mobile accessibility are some, of course, improvements of what we had in the past and some extra features on the existing apps, such as the ability to make downloads of files and manage these downloads. And a part of it, we add, a part of this, there's a list of improvements, we added two new applications to mobile accessibility. There's a Notes app, which is it's not a very complex.
Like a text editor?
Yes, it's a notepad. Mm-hmm. You can take notes and you can store it and get text files that you have on your phone, and you can read and edit it.
Okay.
And you have also a file explorer, an accessible file explorer.
Okay. For like the Notes app, does that associate, if I were to bring up a text file in the phone?
Yes. You write your text or you open text files and you can store it then in the phone, just as a TXT file.
TXT format. Okay. Yes. Right. So you could be on your phone, I guess, even like over on Dropbox or whatever, I guess.
Yes, of course.
Wherever the files happen to be.
Yes, you can store these notes everywhere in the phone.
Okay.
You have a file explorer and you can put it everywhere.
Okay. And then the file explorer, what features can you do? What can you do with the files as you're browsing them?
You can browse and you can open the files.
Okay.
And maybe you can delete. You can manage files such as in a regular file explorer app.
All right. You also made some improvements to the web browser.
Yes, mainly the big improvements that we did were the providability for downloads. It was a very long time request from our users to be able to download files and manage downloads.
Okay.
And it's now available on the web browser.
Okay. So this is, you have a, it's like a download manager,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So you can download files and...
Yes, of course.
Okay. Does that also work as far as opening specialized web links? Is that available now? Or, for instance, like Skype links or Heytel links or things like that?
This is not something that we have been working on.
Okay.
This is as some other stuff in our wish list and in our roadmap. But
okay. Also, so this is all right. Just to clarify. So this is specifically for downloading files and links.
Yes.
If you had like an MP3 or something, before.
No. We did the download functionality work, but there are some other links or access to files which is not supported.
Okay. So that's available. So does that also extend over to the standalone web browser app that's available?
Or? Yes. All this functionality will be available.
Okay. Now, being in the United States, as a lot of our listeners are, though, mobile accessibility, where it's still available on the Play Store, now is free for quite a few carriers now.
Yes. If you are AT&T customer, Sprint customer, Verizon Wireless, Virgin Mobile or Boost Mobile customer, you can get this app from the market and make it for free work on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, there's the application is in Google Play and you can purchase it. Of course, we are working in order to increase the list of carriers we are working with in order to make this app to be free for final users.
Sure. Is it still, are all of the carrier versions the same? I know at one point the AT&T one was...
Yeah, some carriers ask us to add some functionality. If already you have the music player, and it's you always have the same app,
right?
And maybe in some cases you will see a new app or a new feature appear there, but it's mainly the same thing.
Okay. And now you're also supporting the latest versions of Android now?
Yes, we are supporting until Jelly Bean. We mm-hmm. have implemented the new accessibility API stuff on our screen reader component, mm-hmm. so our screen reader will support these devices too.
Okay. So when I'm outside of the mobile accessibility suite, is it going to revert to using TalkBack, or is it going to use it?
You can choose what you want to use.
Okay.
If you want to use TalkBack, you can use TalkBack. If you want to activate the mobile accessibility screen reader, you can do so, and you will have kind of similar functionality that sure. when you are using TalkBack.
Okay. Looking towards the future, what do you guys? What's on the roadmap? Anything exciting that in the pipeline that you can talk about yet? Or?
We are listening to users mm-hmm. and getting feedback from them, just in order to have a complete task list to plan mm-hmm. next releases. We plan to add new apps to the suite.
Sure.
But there's actually a long roadmap there with yeah. lots of tasks to do, and other we are in other projects related to Android too. We are working with National Braille Press in creating a Android based Braille note taker.
Right.
So which would implement mobile accessibility on it, and we are on projects different than maybe only mobile accessibility for phones.
Right. Okay. Well, great. If people want to get more information about mobile accessibility or other things that Code Factory is doing, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way to be up to date of what are we working on, they can go to our website, and they have forms they can subscribe to our mailing lists,
right?
And they can subscribe to our press releases, to the list that receives our press releases, and they can be informed of everything that new that we are working on, or anything released, or new stuff that we are releasing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the website is?
The website is www.codefactory.es.
Okay. Thank you so much, Fran, for updating us with Mobile Accessibility and Code Factory.
Thanks for inviting us to be here, and good job.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.